Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Menaches, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Nem Rabbi Oilas HaBehema. Pasuk says, by Oilas Behema. Ishei Reyach Nichayach. It says, Ishei Reyach Nichayach Lashem. In other words, it's a Nachas Ruach before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're doing His will. In some girses, it says over here, Ubi Oilas HaOif, and we find by a bird carbon, even though that's so much less than a Behema, but it also says, Ishei Reyach Nichayach Lashem. Uba mincha, and we find by a carbon mincha a flower. Ishei reyach nichoyach lashem. Why does the Torah repeat Ishei reyach nichoyach lashem by all the different types of carbonites? Lelame to teach us. Sheechod hamar bevi echod hamamid. Whether it's a rich person who brings a big behemoth that costs a lot of money, or an ani who's trying so hard to bring his carbon mincha. And sometimes it's harder for the ani to bring the little flower than it is for the rich person to bring the big behemoth. But the carbon is accepted before Hashem. Ubalvad. The only condition that the Rabbanu Shlom is asking for is Shiyachav Adam is Daitai Lashamayim. The person says, Rabbanu Shlom, I want to do your will. And that's why I'm bringing the carbon. That he bring the carbon Lashem Hashem. Now, of course, the Mefarshim explain. If he's a rich person and he could bring a big behemah and he's just cheap and therefore he brings a mincha, he's not going to get the same schar. We're talking about someone that does his best. Same as when it comes to your learning. One boy may work very hard to try to understand the Mishnayos and learn it. But it's a carbon mincha, it's the best he can do. He doesn't understand that much. Somebody else is a genius. He chaps right away. He knows the Mishnah backwards and forwards. And he remembers it. Hashem appreciates everything. But Hashem doesn't look to see what the final product is, how much it cost. Hashem sees how much effort are you putting in. When Mordechai came, and he sat down with the Yiddish Kinderlach, when Haman was threatening Rachmana Litzlan to do what he wanted to do with Klal Yisrael, Mordechai said, come, let's learn the halachis of Mincha, the halachis of Kemitza, and then suddenly Haman came running. Or maybe he wasn't running so fast, but he was coming. And Mordechai thought, Haman's coming to kill me. He told the Kinderlach, you run. I'll stay here. Whatever Hashem does is good. And doing the most bravest thing in the world one can do, Mordechai turned around with a cheshek and a simcha and said, Hashem, I'm ready for anything. He didn't know Haman is coming to tell him he's getting a ride on a horse. And Haman said, what are you learning? He said, I'm learning the halachis of mincha, of kemitza. And Haman said, your little bit of kemitza, your fistful of flour was stronger than my 10,000 kikar kesef. All that Rabbeinu Shlomo asks us is to be our best and try our best.